I'm not usually in favor of critics attending previews in order to write a review, but with a full plate of openings and a limited amount of time in which to see them, something had to give, and this time it was my prejudice about openings. See, preview performances generally come right after tech rehearsals. The actors tend to be tired. They are often working to a small house filled with other actors and family members. The adrenaline hasn't clicked in yet, and as a result, there are often issues to overcome. I prefer to wait until the official opening, or even a little later, in order to make sure I'm seeing a final product and not a work in progress. Add to that the fact that Henley Street is in the process of setting up in their new home in Sparks Black Box Theater, and there could be some serious issues. So it was with some trepidation that I agreed to see Henley Street Theater's latest offering, Shakespeare's The Merchant of Venice, on its preview night. The evening started off rough. Several actors were stiff and seemed to be fighting the language, and I immediately began to run through my head for another date to come see the show. Then all of a sudden, it seemed like somebody turned on a switch and energy began to flow into the actors. Instead of fighting the language, they seemed to embrace it. Movements that seemed stiff and artificial began to seem natural and unforced. Actors stopped putting on their characters like clothes and began to live them from the inside out. Merchant is one of Shakespeare's better-known plays, a truly politically incorrect time capsule that is often misquoted and more often misunderstood. It is a play about personal conquest. On one level, it is purely Sun Tzu's art of war. On another, it is about the triumph of passion over revenge, of light standing up to dark and going toe-to-toe. The play rests squarely on the shoulders of Shylock, the moneylender, who cannot wait to extract his pound of flesh for favors rendered. Shylock is played by Jeff Clevenger, an underrated actor who often turns in solid characters. Clevenger is one of those chameleon actors, often overlooked, but who nonetheless contributes quality work to just about every production. Here he walks the fine line of hatred for Antonia, played by Kim Jones Clark, and for the ache in his soul for the loss of his daughter Jessica, who has eloped with a Gentile. Turning in strong performances are the previously mentioned Clark, who must face Shylock's trial, Greg Joubert as Bassanio, and Liz Blake White as his love interest Portia. White delivers one of the play's best-remembered passages, the Quality of Mercy speech, in the second half. Carrie McGee as Nursia also turns in a good performance, and when she and White team up in the courtroom, they are a formidable pair. While I wasn't thrilled by the set designed by Clevenger and director James Rakes, it did offer up the requisite locations. Stephanie Bryan's costumes are okay, especially for a modern dress performance, and Andrew Bonnewell's lights are good. Director James Rick has assembled an ensemble, and cast and crew, and Henley Street continues to challenge us with new interpretations of classics. For WCVE Public Radio, I'm John Porter.